Nyao is a secret society whose membership is usually open only to the Chewas in central Malawi. The tribe is mainly known for Gulewankulu or Nyao. Literally, it's a big dance performed by masked men called spirits. It's restricted to the men of the Chewa ethnic group. Dyson Gaunt is the director of Chewa Cultural Heritage and Development, a grouping seeking to promote and preserve local culture.
We come up with Gulewankulu when we want to install a chief. The death of a chief, even at times when a chief remembers of something special which at one time happened in his village. So Gulewankulu, of course, there is no relationship with Christianity. No. And I must agree with that to say true, because Gulewankulu is full of evil spirits.
The dancers who are sometimes naked are called spirits.
If he dances while naked, you don't laugh. You should not look surprised. You must take it normally, because if you show anything as if you are surprised or you are annoyed or you are disappointed or you are not happy with that, anything can happen to you through juju, whatever you may call it. It is a dangerous dance.
Gonti says incorporating the Gulewankulu dance into Christmas celebrations will bring what he calls sanity into the traditional practice.
We want to get rid of terms, the way we talk. Sometimes we come up with obscene language. We want to get rid of that. There is this kind of punishment which comes in because somebody misbehaved in the village, and we take an opportunity to punish him or even to put him to death.
Gonti says during Christmas celebrations, dancers are encouraged to compose songs that glorify God as opposed to those with obscene and seductive language. While Christians say involving the dance into Christmas celebrations is an insult to Christianity, Davidson McCauley is the deacon of the Nyasa Mission of Evangelical Church of Malawi in the commercial capital of Blantyre.
This is the day where Christians, we commemorate the birth of Jesus Christ. When we come to the Nyao, definitely it's just the cultural belief. Their belief is what is different with what Jesus wants to contend to. I can say it's a spirit devil.
Gonti quotes the Bible as saying Jesus came for everybody, but McCauley is not convinced.
Of course, yes. Jesus Christ was born for everybody. The Nyao people, we include them in some cases, like they see when they want to perform their dances. In many cases, they use what? Chanzi. For instance, you can find a Nyao person walking on the string. Isn't that a sense?
McCauley says the Chewa should renounce their traditional beliefs and join Christianity rather than mixing the two. The Chewa ethnic group is found in some parts of Mozambique and Zambia, as well as in Malawi. History says the tribe originated in the 15th century in what is now the Democratic Republic of Congo. The paramount chief of all the Chewas is Chief Wundi, who lives in Zambia. In Malawi, the first president, Hastings Kamuzubanda, was a Chewa. Under his rule, Nyao dancers were accorded in special respect at his political functions, and the language of the Chewas, Chichewa, became the national language. For VOA Africa, I am Lamek Masina in Blantyre, Malawi.